To make my point more clear, let's imagine, just for the sake of argument, a man who is married but contaminates his neighbor's marital bed, taking pleasure in this wicked act of theft and indulging in his mistress. Then let us compare him to another man who loves his own wife. And to make the triumph even more significant and noticeable, let the man who only loves his own wife also have a desire for the other woman, the adulteress. But he controls his passion and does nothing wrong, even though this arguably isn't fully chaste either. However, giving more than is required shows just how fulfilling the joy of virtue can be, which is why we've set up this hypothetical situation in this way.